As I entered the McDonald's on a rainy day in downtown Houston on Dallas Street, I wasn't surprised to find several patrons who seemed to be enjoying more than their Big Macs. Most people come to McDonald's for a quick bite and leave, but in downtown one often finds low-end customers who utilize McDonald's cheap food and as a safe haven. Opting to skip out on a Happy Meal while avoiding the downpour, I decided to sit down with a man who mirrored the appearance of many of Houston's homeless. Dirty clothes, unshaven, and a knapsack at his side, I figured he was a regular here, but had no idea how much he frequented the Golden Arches. How often do you come to McDonald's, do you say?
Pretty much. Probably on almost a day. I should know on a daily basis, but I shouldn't. I should eat some different kind of food.
Though McDonald's could be considered his new home, my bearded new friend had a life and a family before choosing to be homeless.
Terrell J. Wallace Sr. has been separated from his wife and three children since 2005. Displaced by Hurricane Katrina, the 49-year-old has found himself roaming the streets of Houston for the past 3 years. Many may think that a lack of financial resources has led the New Orleans native to displacement. But on the contrary, Wallace was diagnosed with manic depression in 2001 due to a chemical imbalance. He is a prime example of the thousands of mentally ill homeless people that live on the streets of Houston.
When all this started, this home situation, I just thought I could handle things myself. Mm-hmm. Run away from different things, responsibilities, things of that nature, whatever. When pressure came into, I think, my marriage and stuff like that, I just thought I wasn't happy with myself. I stopped taking the medication when I got it. The medication back and take it again because I think it's going to stabilize my mind and get myself back in the Lord like I need to do.
According to the National Coalition for the Homeless, people with severe mental illness represent about 26% of all sheltered homeless persons. Wallace's bipolar disorder, which causes extreme fluctuations in mood from mania to depression, has caused him to lose himself due to extreme behavior. After Katrina, Wallace was financially stable with the help of FEMA and past paychecks from his job with the Mayor Plan, but made the decision to run away from stability and responsibility for a homeless existence.
And when pressure, not my pressure, but I know you got, that's not how to handle things. When pressure comes against you, it ain't really bad as it thinks. We think you could run away from stuff, and you can't run away from nothing in life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with it, because it's not bad as you think it is. God didn't put this on me. I did it totally on myself. Nobody had no gun in my head. Nobody pressured me to leave. No, in that marriage and different things. It's run away. I said, I'm going to run away.
Though Wallace regrets his choice to live on the streets, he finds it difficult to accept help from others.
Basically, I just believe I don't need no program. I just need to get back in line, pray on it, and do what I gotta do. Stop making these excuses. I don't believe I need a program, but I need to get stay with the Lord. Trust the Lord again on it. Mm-hmm. Trust and believe Him again. See, talking about it ain't gonna get it. I gotta act upon it again. Because it's just excuses I'm making. I'm not forgiving myself. I be down. These clothes been on so long.
How long have you been wearing those clothes?
I don't know how long. I don't even know. I got clothes in that bag. I ain't no more. I just felt sad. That pride was there. See, the self. That's what it is. I know what it is. That's what it is.
Helpful resources aren't the only things Wallace is avoiding on his current track. He hasn't seen his family in 2 years. His daughter is 25 and his two sons are 16 and 13. They currently reside in Virginia without the guidance of their father, which Wallace greatly regrets.
Yeah, and so, they hurt. I know they hurt. I hurt, but no, they hurt more than you. They need me. I know they need, I would tell them just don't do what I did. Don't run away from stuff. Deal with it. It's gonna be tough enough. Deal with life. Don't call it and ran away from a lot of stuff. And that's caused me havoc on my own life. Looking older than I am, like I'm giving up. That's a weak way out. That's weak. That's not a manly way out. That's not God don't want you to do that. That's easy way out. Anybody can give up, try to give up, but I ain't gonna, I'm gonna bounce back.
Despite setbacks, Wallace has goals to get his life back on track.
My medication back, get cleaned up and everything, and then get my disability back.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully get a place here or wherever the Lord leads me to go back to New Orleans, get myself together. And then, it's image, the word I noticed I got to do what's right. I eventually got to turn it around. I'm going to turn it around, man, because I know this ain't no happy life. God don't want you to stay like this forever. He wants you to learn from it and pick up and go on. I got to stop talking about it and just do it by faith.
Wallace and many others like him may roam the streets of Houston, but one should consider their circumstances. People become homeless for different reasons, and they all have a story to tell. So the next time you see someone similar to Wallace in his overpacked knapsack having it their way at McDonald's, don't be afraid to ask them about their lives. This is Farida Keenan reporting for Electronic News.